The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Clemen Abney, founder of Bantam Dot Earth, which is a do-it-yourself style blog dedicated to the natural habitat of pets and custom vivariums designed to mimic their environments. And also Bantam.Earth is the first owning this very, very, very specialized niche. And we'll be talking more with Clemen about this and more. And Clemen, how are you doing today?
Doing excellent, man. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you. And let's start from the top, if you don't mind. Tell us about Bantam.Earth, how the idea came about, and your passion for vivariums and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Bantam.Earth was a concept that kind of, it spawned from a concept. The idea of Bantam Earth is kind of like an archive of information regarding environmental study on like a micro level. So I give you this very hands-on, you know, real-life journal of my observation with different types of vivariums. And this is something that, you know, when I first put my first team together, automated paludarium, that is kind of like the cornerstone of the site, Eden's Bow, I realized this information was like very scattered, you know, across the internet. It was hard to find a community dedicated to, you know, the information I was looking for. So during my research and trying to make this thing work exactly the way I want it, which was, you know, replicating a scene from nature, you know, in this case, it was the rainforest, the Amazon. There was a lot of information that I kind of had to collect and document. And when I was done with the tank, I felt like I needed to do justice with releasing it to the public. And that's what spawned Bantam Earth. It's a journal of the documentation of one specific type of vivarium. And now it's you know, as I've collected other types of vivariums, like, you know, serpentariums and formicariums, which is an ant farm, basically. A lot of people don't know ant farms are the technical term. Another name for it would be a formicarium. I'm putting that information right there free for the public.
That's awesome. It's really cool. And as I mentioned, you know, at the top of the podcast here, it's like you're owning this very, very specialized niche, and you've designed, you know, a beautiful website. The branding is great, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Sure thing. And if you don't mind, tell us about some of the offerings on your website. I see you have like sections for the latest build, DIY projects, and stuff like that.
So in the development of Bantam Earth, I tried to make it as extremely simple to receive as possible, and I broke it down into three sections for the most part. Arium is like your defining type of vivarium, and in each article in Arium kind of goes more into depth with what that particular vivarium is. There's everything from, so far it's growing, this thing is just, it's taking off in a way that it's getting bigger and bigger beyond me, you know, with everything I've been able to find. But, you know, you've got everything from paludariums to terrariums to even aquariums, which is probably the biggest aspect of vivariums that's, you know, most common amongst enthusiasts. And behind the build, which is the second section of the site, is a more detailed exploration of that specific vivarium. So, you know, if you've got Arium giving you the kind of the core definition of a vivarium, behind the build is like your step-by-step guide to how to make one involving technology. So we were trying to mimic an environment. Behind the build would help you with everything I've been able to put together to bring it to life. We can actually make a miniature Amazon with, you know, artificial lighting and replicating the sun and, I mean, everything, even down to, you know, rain and thunderstorm. It does the whole nine. And do-it-yourself project is the one I'm having the most fun with and I get easily carried away with. But to really simplify it, it's just a section that goes more, it niches down into like specific projects you might be looking for, any type of vivarium. So it was, you know, going into aquariums, that section's going to be those small, tiny little tweaks that you might be looking for specifically, like a brine shrimp hatchery, you know, for feeding a baby fry, you know, or we've got some other cool stuff in there that's coming, like do-it-yourself aquarium lighting, which is a really, really big subject that people are growing more and more interested in, because LED lighting for an aquarium can be expensive to buy straight out of the store. So it's kind of what that does.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, it just shows you for this niche, there's a lot to it, right? There's a lot of different types of vivariums and just a lot of technical aspects behind it. And that's great. You're compiling all this information in one spot with Bantam.Earth. And just curious, is there a business model behind Bantam.Earth? You mentioned you're building out a community. Is there any monetization going on, or is this more just kind of your love and passion and sharing with the community and creating a community?
Absolutely. So with my background being a little bit more with into like marketing and promotion, I have a really good understanding with how to kind of make stuff entertaining, but, you know, profitable in a way that it can grow. The business model that we're currently using is freemium. You know, I'm offering everything to the consumer for free, and basic advertising and affiliate marketing is enough to kind of keep it going, to kind of pay for itself. And I'm hoping moving into the future that we have some prototypes we've been testing out, and the goal will be to, you know, make an affordable mass productive version of, you know, Eden's Bow and some of these other cool projects that people just feel like, this is awesome, but I don't have programming skills. I don't feel like coding. And, you know, if I can make these products accessible, people can still have, or, you know, hobbyists can still participate in building their own vivariums from the ground up. So I'm hoping to take the business model from freemium into a loyalty type of campaign.
That's great. Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it's actually a good segue into the next question here, because this kind of does relate to your business model and growth. And you did mention your background in marketing. And, you know, obviously, Bantam.Earth is your website URL, but you also have integrated that through all of your branding as well on the site. You're not just Bantam. You're called Bantam.Earth. So let's dive into that, if you don't mind. Tell us about why you chose to use .Earth to enhance your branding.
Absolutely. So upon the quest of trying to figure out, you know, what would I call this one-of-a-kind type of niche that I kind of articulated all these ideas together, I'm a really big advocate for, like, people trying to just, like, make a sell out of everything. And I feel like if I was able to come up with a concept of a logo or branding title that, you know, is easy to say and remember, and on top of that, you know, it looks good. You'd want to wear my website, you know, on a shirt. That's kind of where the concept of the domain name came from. And I felt like to own a .Earth, you'd have to really be an ambassador for the planet. And I feel like being a vivarium owner really gives you a better, like a deeper appreciation for the environment outside your house. I mean, you're taking care of a miniature ecosystem. And in return, you're educating yourself on, you know, the basic need, the basic necessity of nature. So if I had put this thing together and it was so much as a screw, you know, in, you know, tapping into the water system, it'd be devastating. I'd lose the entire, you know, livestock to water contamination. And having that type of understanding has given me a different appreciation when I go out to, you know, a beach or a pond, or, you know, we go for a walk in the forest on like a nature walk. I'm super self-conscious and very self-aware with how potentially devastating it can be to throw trash out. So I feel like that's kind of how it all ties in together in a really, really clever way, subliminally.
That's great. And, you know, I forgot to ask this earlier. The name Bantam, is that a common term in the vivarium community?
Not at all. To be honest, when I was trying to figure out, you know, something to call this project, Bantam is the technical, more popular definition for the word Bantam is a small chicken. So I thought it was really funny that it's that actual word doesn't get used often as small or micro or miniature. And I felt like I could really play on this because every aspect of this project is very unique in its own. And as the community grows for it, it's very, very unique. And it would be hard to, you know, tie into someone else's brand. Like, this stands on its own. So putting Bantam and Earth together, the play on words is kind of like miniature world, if that kind of makes sense without like noticing it.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Very smart. I did not put two and two together, but now I see it clearly. Bantam Earth. Wow.
The dot in Earth also is, and this is just me and my little like nerdiness, but the period in the logo is actually the small miniature world. So you'll see when we go into the moving forward with Bantam Earth, you'll see exactly why the logo looks like that. We're getting into more of the video aspect of the project.
Wow, that is wow. That's amazing. Wow, you know, we've never seen it taken to that level for a Dotterth domain. That's really exciting. You know, we talked a little bit about kind of the future and your business model. Are there any other kind of future vision insights that you want to share when it comes to Bantam.Earth and your growing community?
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought about this pretty well in depth, and I feel like of all the times in life where I'm usually overthinking and it kind of works out and not really an advantage for me on this project, I feel like there is definitely an advantage in kind of thinking ahead in terms of what I actually want to see Bantam Earth become. And there's a new addition that I'm extremely excited about, another segment that's going to make it go from 3 basic segments of the site to 4. And the 4th installment is going to be, like I was saying earlier, the video aspect of the brand, and I'm calling it Vivus right now, which is a play on words as well, which I'll reveal, you know, as I go along. This is going into 2019. I'm just so excited about trying to finish getting this documented information up so that I can get into the more interactive side of Bantam Earth, and where, without, you know, revealing too much, the website for itself at the moment is more of a living, breathing journal of my observation. The Vivus section is going to be the more interactive, hands-on, like, experience this from the inside. And this is something that I'm extremely proud of, because if Bantam Earth isn't already pioneering in a very unique way, I want to take things, you know, full throttle with this visual experience that I want to give people, from seeing a vivarium from the inside as if we are the inhabitants of this miniature land. And that's something I'm really, really excited about. I think that's going to be the icing on the cake, so to speak, in terms of what I kind of want to do with this brand. And I think that it's going to really tie the community together. I'm aiming to make such a small, specific niche. I want this to become something that's just, it's the new norm. This is easily digestive to people of all ages, you know, something that you could easily go to. I haven't been in school in a while because I'm in my 30s, just to make myself feel old. But I remember growing up in school, libraries were still a thing, you know, and books were still a thing. And you had your big brands at the time, like National Geographic and stuff, and they were the cornerstone. I remember the little yellow section of the library where I can get all this information about nature. And I'm not sure how they do it anymore, but I rarely see kids pick up books. And it makes me feel old when I'm sitting there somewhere reading a book at a park and stuff. And I'm just like, I should probably be looking at this from my phone because everyone's looking at me weird. Like, what is this kid holding? But I'm hoping that I want to see Bantam Earth become something that, you know, it's interactive, it's fun, it's interesting. This puts a new spin on nature and the appreciation for our environment in a very, very easy to digest way.
That's perfect. And that's what a great way to end this podcast interview, actually. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth interview with Clement Abney, founder of Bantam.Earth, which is a very specialized niche do-it-yourself style blog that's dedicated to the natural habitat of pets and custom vivariums designed to mimic their environments. And Clement, thank you so much for your time today.
Matt, this is a humbling experience, man. I really appreciate it. You know, I really, really look forward to many more of these, man, you know, with not only with me, but just in general. I really like what you guys got going on.
That's great. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that, Clement. Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.